Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Once again, we come to you at this time of the year. We pay homage to the great sacrifices that was paid in defence of liberty and freedom. anyway, I've got to say, good evening and welcome to everybody out there. God bless you all. This is the English Fence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Fence League radio show, the voice of the EDL. And tonight's show is the English Defence League radio show, The Great War. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, and my wingman for the evening is Dave Agador Milner. Tonight we'll be discussing important recent events as we remember our veterans, with emphasis on those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. Though the guns fell silent on 11th of November 1918, the Great War continues. A century on, the combatants are the free people of the world threatened with global tyranny and Islamofascism. We will always honour the example of those brave war fighters set many years ago, and we will not forget them. No surrender ever. And all that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. Of course, that was by the late, great Edmund Burke. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. That was, of course, by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. But also, I'd like to thank Dave before we start the show this evening for the great slides and, of course, this great script again, as usual. So with that, Dave, my brother in arms and my wingman and my dear colleague from across the pond, good evening and good welcome to the great listeners out there, the great listeners and the great global patriots out there, the great freedom fighters. With that, let me pass it over to my dear friend Dave. Over to you, buddy.
All right, Jeff, and good evening to everybody. We've got quite a few things to talk about today. Obviously, this is the day that we remember those who have fallen in battle in the UK, Remembrance Day for there, which, you know, especially commemorates World War One, also it is Veterans Day here in the United States, which is a more general thing. We have our Memorial Day later in the earlier part of the year, but we go hand in hand with our brothers in the UK, of course, in recognizing those who have given the ultimate sacrifice today in the Great War and in wars before and since, defending the ideals of the UK democracy. Over in the United States, the Republic, self-rule, personal liberty, those sorts of things. And Jeff has a special thing that he wants to read concerning Remembrance Day in the UK. Jeff, over to you, brother.
Thank you very much, Dave, and I'm just teeing it up. Yeah, this is, got a lot of replies for this, actually, and I see it, and I've got to post this and to share it with you great listeners out there, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the reason we wear a poppy. On November the 7th, 1920, in strictest secrecy, four unidentified British bodies were exhumed from temporary battlefield cemeteries at White Yikes, Arras, the Azine, and the Somme. None of the soldiers who did the digging were told why. The bodies were taken by field ambulance to GHQ at St. Paul's Sauteur. Sentries were posted and Brigadier General Wyatt and Colonel Gell selected one body at random. The other three were reburied. A French honour guard was selected and stood by the coffin of the chosen soldier overnight. On the morning of 8th of November, a specially designed coffin made of oak from the grounds of Hampton Court arrived, and the unknown warrior was placed inside. On top was placed a crusader's sword and a shield of which was inscribed, "A British Warrior Who Fell in the Great War, 1914-1918, for King and Country." On the 9th of November, the unknown warrior was taken by horse-drawn carriage through guards of honour, and the sound of tolling of bells and bugle calls to the quayside. There he was saluted by Marechal Foch and loaded onto HMS Burden, bound for Dover. The coffin stood on the deck, covered in wreaths, surrounded by the French honour guard. Upon arrival at Dover, the unknown warrior was met with 19-gun salute, something that was normally only reserved for field marshals. A special train had been arranged, and he was then conveyed to Victoria Station, London. He remained there overnight, and on the morning of the 11th of November, he was finally taken to Westminster Abbey. The idea of the unknown warrior was supported by a padre called David Relton, who had served on the front line during the Great War. The Union flag he had used as an altar cloth whilst on the front was the one that had been draped over the coffin. It was the intention that all the relatives of the 517,773 combatants whose bodies had not been identified could believe that the unknown warrior could very well be their lost husband, father, brother or son. This is the reason why we wear poppies. We do not glorify war. We remember with humility the great and ultimate sacrifices that were made, not just in the war, but in every war and conflict where our service personnel had fought to ensure the liberty and freedoms that we now take for granted. Just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen, while I just move down the page a little bit. Granted. Every year on the 11th of November, we will remember at the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember then. With that, back to you, Dave.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. And what Jeff is talking about is the fact that the dog tags that soldiers wear today, and they're actually working on digital dog tags that have a lot more information than just who they are and other things, are not something that were common years ago. In fact, there were over here in our own Civil War, there were people who made their own dog tags because they didn't want to be, they wanted to be remembered and perhaps taken home to be buried in their own places. And, of course, this was kind of the case all over the world. Soldiers would go to war and die, and their families would never know what happened to them. And certainly this was the case with soldiers even here in the United States. And that is why we have things like the cenotaph in the UK and the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier here in the United States. And this year is the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier here in the United States in Washington, D.C. And I'll just read this briefly. The 100th anniversary commemorative public flower ceremony. This is going to be the first year they're going to allow this, of the tomb of the unknown soldier, will be a two-day event at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C. on November the 9th and 10th. That's this coming Tuesday and Wednesday. Those who would like to pay tribute to the unknown soldier may participate in the event. Now, this is, as I say, the first year that this has been allowed to happen. We have pictures of both the cenotaph and the tomb of the unknown, or unknowns in the case of the United States, in our show page at blogtalkradio.com here. And that last is just a bit of information for our American listeners in case you want to go and pay your respects next week. All right. And, of course, our brothers and sisters in the UK have some different ceremonies that they do at the cenotaph. Of course, on Remembrance Day, which will be on Thursday the 11th. And what it comes down to is just respect for those who came before. It's less about us, and it's more about them and what they bought us, what their ultimate sacrifice bought us. They became our own, all of our sons and brothers and uncles and nephews on the day that they gave their lives, unknown to all but God. Jeff, you have anything else?
No, I think you make some absolutely great points there, Dave. I'd just like to say that I've noticed that Bigfoot has joined us this evening, and he says, hi, Jeff and Agador. And of course, Bigfoot with his blogspot.com. I said that right, Dave. Please, if I've got it wrong, please, respond to that, mate. You normally do, don't you, Dave? But it's good to see you, Bigfoot, as usual, brother. Back to you.
Yeah. Apologies, Biggie. This is obviously a special day, and we wanted to start off by marking the day, and we'll do that more, obviously, as we move on. Bigfoot's place at blogspot.com is the place you can go to read Bigfoot's blog, if I can say it. And if you guys want to get into the chat, we podcast here live Sundays at 8:30 p.m. in the UK, and that's 3:30 p.m. Eastern here in the United States. Our clocks are now synced up, so don't be any problem with that. Just go to blogtalkradio.com. Look at the white top center search box and search for English Spence League Radio or EDL Radio Show, and you will find us. Just follow the links, and you'll get to our live show page. And if you're registered with Blog Talk Radio, you can then get into the chat. And Jeff will give you a shout-out and things of that nature. And Jeff, do you have anything more before I get into this one small item I wanted to get into right at the top here?
Not really, Dave. It's just, I don't know, I feel very serious about, this month. And I don't know why. It's definitely a very, very thoughtful time of the year for us all. And we often think of the people that wear poppies, reason why. That's why I read that earlier on, because a lot of people still don't get the reason what the poppy represents. And what I shared tonight is basically that was just sharing it with the world, really, to let people know this reason why we wear the poppy. It's very, very important. And you think every time you see someone with a poppy, that's someone someone who wears the poppy that represents people that have fought in wars to fight for liberties and freedoms, and who fell at the ultimate sacrifice. So that's a little bit, you know, for some of the youngsters out there who don't quite understand, Dave, I think that's what we're sharing this evening. I mean, we're the elder warriors, aren't we, Dave? And we definitely want to share with the reason behind certain things, because they don't want to talk about it in the schools these days, do they, Dave? They don't want to talk about the ultimate sacrifices people used to go to the front lines and maybe only 14 years old and managed to get through to fight for their country with their brothers in arms. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say, Dave, back to you.
All right, well, I appreciate that, Jeff. I won't put myself even close to the class of the people who were out there in those trenches and on those fields fighting, you know, in those horrific wars, but I do appreciate it. The best we can do is to try and care for that which they guaranteed for us, and we're good, and of course, do the best we can for our veterans today. One of the people who really advocates for taking care of veterans is, of course, Tommy Robinson. And we'll be talking about Tommy Robinson here a bit later in the show, guys. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, always please share this show out on your social media. Something I want to get to here real quick. See, one of the things in the script, I talk about how the Great War continues, in a way. The guns fell silent at the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, certainly. But as time has gone on, there have been those who have tried to squander that, you know, that precious gift that was bought it was bought with the most precious treasure of all that we have. And it has kind of culminated in the battle that is going on right now between those who are pushing this biomod for the Wuhan virus that is being masqueraded as a vaccine, and those of us who are sharing the data and showing that it is a very ineffective therapeutic at best, and those of us who will not have that injected into ourselves. And it's one thing for people like Jeff and myself to say that and to try and stick to it. It's another thing altogether when you are a celebrity that is plugged very much into a culture that depends a lot on social media and social commentary and things of that nature, as is Aaron Rodgers, who is still the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, an American football team over here. It came out last week. He said on a Sirius XM radio show that he has not taken the biomod. And I just want to read his statement here because it's important. Aaron Rodgers has already lost one endorsement contract, and he is going to be fined by the NFL. He will not be suspended yet, but he is going to be paying a heavy price here. I'm just going to read his statement. I believe strongly in bodily autonomy and the ability to make choices for your body, not to have the acquiescence to some woke culture, there you go, on crazed group of individuals who say you have to do something. This is what he said on Friday. Health is not a one-size-fits-all for everybody. And for me, it involved a lot of study in the off season. So this is a guy, folks, I'm breaking for this. This is a guy who looked at the data. This is a guy who did his homework. And that's what both Jeff and I encourage you guys to do. Don't believe what's on, as Jeff says, that box. And don't even really believe us. Do your own studying and make your own inquiries into this. Now, let me continue with this, and Jeff, I'll turn it over to you. He added, I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan, after he got the Wuhan, or actually he's put it in here, after he got COVID, and I've been doing a lot of stuff that he recommended. Now, I'm just wanted to put this in, Jeff, before I turn it over to you. I just wanted to put this into the show today because there are many people now who are being ruled by social media, and there are some people whose jobs are being threatened, some people who aren't allowed to see their children. There's a lot of fascism going on surrounding the distribution of this biomod. And this is a man who has a lot of, who has a heavy price to pay in money and who has been basically chastised by a lot of the Sunday morning football commentators over here in the United States because of the choice he's made. And I just want you, Aaron Rodgers, to know that you are not alone. There are a lot of people here in the United States of America, smart people who have looked into this. They've looked into the data. They don't trust the biomod that they're masquerading as a vaccine. They're not into it. They're not going to take it. You are not alone. Jeff?
Yes, your body, your choice. And very dignified gentleman that is, because I know what's coming down on him. Most of us do. This is a time of retribution against people like us. I mean, and it's happening all around, people losing jobs, people kept away from their kids. This is a time where you see people bow, take a knee. That will never happen with me or Dave, especially that gentleman. He's, there's no matter what money's out there, sometimes you've got to stand for what you believe in. And this gentleman's done that. And he knew what was coming. He sounds a very intelligent man. And he knew that they would be coming at him from all angles. Because that's what wokeism does. But, of course, we stand by you, brother. You're one of us. And you understand that, what they're putting into your body goes probably against your faith, like it goes against my faith. And there's some things, doesn't matter what goes on this planet, sometimes what lies ahead of when we're not around is more important than what goes on this earth at this time. But then again, he's probably got his own, conscience, and he's done a lot of studying about it, like most of us do. And, and there's a lot of people come to the, sometimes people just bow down and just swallow it. But no way. We will never give in, and we will never give up, and we'll never surrender to this evil cultism, what they're trying to put upon the good people. Sadly, a lot of them have been infected, and that is a tragedy. If you think at the long run, like I've just talked about, Dave, that is absolutely horrific when you think about it. But that's all I want to say on it, Dave. I mean, we've all got our views on this, what they've tried to infest us with, because that's what it is. It's they don't even know. I mean, come on, people. Ladies and gentlemen, people who's been double jabbed are still getting COVID and still dying. Okay, that's what's happening. That what they say they're giving you, it's not a cure. It doesn't cure you. In fact, it makes things worse. Your immune system is messed up from it. That's what happens. It lowers your resistance, and then you start shedding, and other people will catch COVID from you. Even though you think that you're covered by the great two injections and coming up for the third one very soon. But in the end, you got to make that choice, and like me and Dave, we're never going to give in to them. The evil ones out there, and I think they know that people like us will never succumb to what they've got for us. Dave, back to you.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, yeah. And I just want to say briefly also to the Saturday Night Live goons, I saw looking for news on this that they took a swipe at Aaron Rodgers. You guys, less of the politics. Try finding some jokes. Try being funny again. You haven't been funny for like 40 years, okay? You know, you've lost your swag, and a lot of people, you know, are just not paying attention to you. So, you know, go away and find some jokes. Aaron, brother, you're not alone. There are people like Jeff and myself who are with you. There are people, and believe it or not, brother, there are people in the Democrat Party. They vote Democrat. You know, they shouldn't, but they vote Democrat, and they're with you. You have PhDs that are with you. You have health professionals that are with you. Brother, don't listen to the crap from social media, all right? You have a lot of friends out there who are wishing you well. You have to make your living with your body, and that has to be your choice. So you just rock on, brother, because you're not alone. All right, Jeff,
we've got a comment by Bigfoot, Dave. I think it's Rich Garth, if we've got anything. And Bigfoot said, 11/11/1918 was also Independence Day for the newly re-established Poland. Now, that's a bit of news. We didn't know that. So thank you, Bigfoot, for that. So on the 11/11/1918 was also Independence Day for the newly re-established Poland. How about that, Dave? And thank you, Biggie.
Yeah, that's an interesting factoid, Biggie. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. And, of course, Poland is a place today that, frankly, is more free than Germany. Who invaded them in later years. But Poland is a more free place today than Germany, than France, all right? And even in some instances, the United States and the U.K. It's become a new focus of freedom. And let's remember also that Poland was the first crack in that Iron Curtain. That spelled the eventual end of the Soviet Union and the drop of the Berlin Wall. So, you know, props to Poland. But, of course, today, guys, we are celebrating our veterans and we're remembering those who made the ultimate sacrifice. But, I was going to say, Jeff, before we get into this this Tommy Robinson thing, I hope you don't mind. Guys, there are plenty of veterans charities to give to out there. Unforgotten Heroes is one that I like to tell people about, just because it's run by a friend of mine, who I trust and is a very good person. And there are others. Just be careful which ones you give to, because there are also some shysters out there. We definitely know of one, group of shysters in the UK, you know what I mean, Jeff? first. But, you know, yeah. Just be careful, okay? So, had to do it, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention their names. I don't want to publicize them. But most people who listen to this show knows who I'm talking about. And it's despicable what they stand for and the pretense. It's diabolical, and that's all I want to say. All I'm going to say is, going back many years ago now, there's someone who became like the leader of this so-called party of theirs, and actually back in then I didn't quite understand his pretense. Until I handed over £3 and was given a little badge, and then I see him on the internet, conning, being a big con merchant, and I was furious, but I'm not going to mention no names, because it just glorifies them, doesn't it, Dave, and they're not worth talking about, even though they're one of their own. I've moved over to them. But there again, This is what we see. We see people come, we see people go. But you don't expect them to be on a total different dimension to what you was used to, what you stood for, you know? But anyway, I digress, though. Back to you, bro.
It's all good, Jeff. It's all good. And one other thing, guys, I'm sure Jeff will agree with me on this. You know, a lot of times walking down the street, we tend to walk by some people. And, you know, we know some of them are veterans. You know, some of them have little signs and things that say they're a veteran. Now, okay, there will be a few phonies out there who really aren't, but there are far, far too many that are. Veterans are not treated right in many of our countries. I mean, sure, Veterans Day will come up here in the United States, Remembrance Day in the UK, Memorial Day in the United States, and everybody waves the flags and talks about how much we appreciate the people in uniform and the people who have given and sacrificed, and the politicians come out with the photo ops and all that crap. And sure, that's okay. You know, it's nice to kind of do that, but that makes us feel better, honestly, than it does the people who really need help. So if you see somebody that's in dire straits, or if you hear of somebody that's in dire straits, maybe don't even go to one of these charity organizations to help them out. You know, maybe if you can, guys, dig in your own pocket and, you know, see if you can give them a little bit of love that way. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Also, one more bit of housekeeping to do here. We have a Patreon link below on our show page for a man named Angel Espino. This is a guy who came over to the United States from Cuba on the Mario boatlift in the 90s. He is he's a patriot over here. Fidel Castro's goons killed his uncle, and he made it here to the United States. And now he is not only facing homelessness, but he has cancer. So anybody that can help him out, please follow his Patreon and give him a hand. That would be appreciated. Now, guys, we're going to swing into another thing here. This is something that occurred around the first of the month. And when I talk about the Great War and how the Great War continues, the Great War now, the battlefield, is not only this Wuhan virus biomod being replaced, you know, replacing the gas that was on the fields of France, but the new enemies are not the Central Powers. They're the people who purvey this political correctness garbage. All right, and this has come to assault the people and to try and force them to accept things like the sexualization of our children and rape gangs and things of that nature. And Tommy Robinson has been a hero fighting this sort of thing for years now, first as the leader of the EDL and then later on. And that has caused him to become a non-person as far as the elites are concerned. And this means that this guy has, this hero, this civil rights leader, has had a lot of trouble in a lot of places. And the audio we're going to play for you is one of when he tried to take his children to a restaurant that they wanted to go to. And this is just the reception that he got. This is going to be about 12 and a half minutes, and this is from the first. Jeff, do you have anything to say before I start this up?
No, but I just want to say, Dave, after we play that clip, I've come across that tune I want you to play, Dave, but I couldn't think what it's called. So I was looking for it while you was talking there. So once we play that clip, I'd like to comment, and then I'd like to, if it's possible. I think my internet's playing up today. I'm not sure. Back to you.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll go ahead and play this clip here, and then we'll see if we can't figure that other stuff out. All right, guys, this is, again, 12 and a half minutes. This is from the first, And this is a video by Tommy Robinson, and we're going to dive deeper into this. You're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show.
I'm in Wing Kings. It's a new restaurant in Milton Keynes for my kids. I've come in. I'm just going to wait for that lady to come back. I've come in, they give me a table, yeah? And then now, they're not going to be able to serve me. Let's see, I want to speak to the owner. Excuse me. Excuse me, bub. Who's the manager here, or who's the owner here?
Sorry?
Who's the owner here?
Aaron.
Is he here?
I'm not the manager.
Are you the manager?
Yeah,
so I've just come in here.
Yeah.
I've got a table booked.
Right.
I've sorted my table. I'm with my children. And people have a problem with me, which is probably to do with my politics, yeah?
Right.
And then they've come over and said, I'm not going to be served in here today. Now, I'm not going to take the discrimination on that level, yeah?
Who would...
This lady says, I'm not...
None of us have to serve, so can you please leave the rest of us?
Okay, so can you explain why?
I'm pretty sure you know why.
No, I want to know why you're about to discriminate against me.
I'm not discriminating.
Yes, you are discriminating against me. Yes, you are. I'm here with my children to have some lunch.
Right.
Are you the owner?
No, I'm not here.
Do you want to get the owner?
Because no, he's not here.
Okay, well, you need to ring him and tell him I'll bring 500 people and shut the restaurant down. Because you're about to discriminate against me. And I'm sorry, you wouldn't take discrimination. I'm not going to take discrimination.
Right. My staff are not happy to serve you.
That's fine. Okay. Which staff? Yeah, every single one of your staff?
Yes, all of them.
Okay, so, you, Mr. Are you the owner?
I'm not the owner.
So who are you?
I'm a supervisor
of the ship. Okay, who's the manager?
Supervisor of the ship.
Okay, who's the manager?
We're both supervisors of the ship.
Can you give me what reason? Tell me the reason.
Because none of my staff are happy.
But tell me the reason, why?
You know the reason why.
No, I don't need the reason. No, you do need to spell out the reason. What's the reason? So you can't, you don't have no reason.
You know the reason, I know the reason.
Because I have a different opinion, I'm going to be discriminated with my children.
None of my staff are happy to serve you.
But for what reason, lads? Can you tell me?
Please leave the venue.
I'm going to be discriminated against because I have a different opinion.
It's not discrimination.
Mate, can you have a conversation? So which one of your member staff? Because none of them got a conversation.
I'm asking them.
You're asking because you know they look stupid.
No.
Because you can't even justify why you're discriminating against me.
You're speaking to me.
Right.
You are here for an argument.
I'm not here for food with my children. I'm here with my children. If you're with your children, someone come up to you because of one of your beliefs. So if someone comes up to you because of your beliefs, whether it be sex, race, religion or politics, which is what I've got, that's discrimination.
All my staff are not willing to serve you. So you can stay in this restaurant all night.
So if you're serving in another restaurant, if staff weren't willing to serve a black person, is that fair?
Of course not.
Why not?
Because
it's discrimination.
This is discrimination. I'm not going to continue this conversation. Please.
No, can I speak to the owner?
No.
Wing Kings, Milton Keynes. So get on your reviews, because if you have a certain political view, or you think a certain way, they don't want you to eat in it. Basically, you can't explain it, can you?
It's not a matter of explanation.
It is a matter of explanation.
If someone told you with your children they can't have a meal, that's a coward bullshit way out. Have you had a booking today?
Yeah, I have had a booking.
Where was the booking?
That geezer there gave me the booking, bruv. I've got a booking. The man there, go speak to him.
Did you book it today?
Yes, yes I have.
Today? What time did you book it up?
With him, go speak to him, bruv.
What time did you book it up? Did you phone up?
Yeah, I can't.
We don't do booking.
I went up to him.
We don't do bookings on
Okay, what do you think my children are sitting here for? My kids are here. What do you think we're doing here? We've been sat there. We have a table. Yeah? So it's just a wee coward way out. I can't believe none of you. None of you have even got the balls to explain yourself. No, it's all wrong because you're sheep, bruv. Can you just explain yourself? Just explain it.
Look, I want to be bad boys. Everyone's a wannabe bad man.
Right. Right, bruv. And what? Mate, can you just... Because apparently none of the staff in here want to serve me food, with my kids, Can you explain that? No, you can't. I know you didn't have a problem because you put my table.
I would like you to leave the venue, otherwise I'm calling the authorities.
Call the authorities.
Right?
Call the authorities. Get the authorities.
Leave the venue.
You just said you're going to call the authorities. Call the authorities.
Then
you call them, bruv. What shall I do, Chuck? You can't even, like, don't act like a bad man. You know what I mean? I'll clean you out, Rob. I'm just trying to get food for my kids, yeah? That's what I'm trying to do. Like everyone else, I should be allowed to sit down and have my dinner, yeah? Not that I even want to give these... In fact, I don't, because the owner ain't even here. They should ring the owner first, really, shouldn't they? Rob, you want to tell him to ring the owner, yeah? Do you know the owner? Where's that dude? Where's that dude? There's a little dude, bruv. There's a little black dude near who's mates to the owner.
No,
I'm
not.
Are you mates to the owner?
I'm just going to have to ask you there, guys.
Yeah, are you mates to the owner, bruv?
Huh?
Are you mates to the owner? Bruv, can you not just explain what
that
we...
Person that person don't need to ask me.
You ain't got a problem. Oh, you ain't got a problem.
I'm just
doing shit. So you serve me my food?
No,
right?
I definitely wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. So can you explain why?
Why? I'm fine, Tim. I'm on shift, isn't it?
But you can't explain why. Now, why can no one explain anything?
I'm on shift.
Can you bring the owner?
I can explain why I'm not on shift.
I'm out with my children, yeah?
We've obviously got a disagreement.
No, there is no disagreement. I'm just not allowed in because of all my son's leaps. So I want to speak to the owner.
So we're in a disagreement, aren't we?
What's that, bruv?
It's not that you'd be racist in peace. Come on, man.
Mate, I'm trying to have my dinner, bruv. Just let me have my dinner. It's not hot shit, you know, bruv. What's up, boys? I'm just want to speak to the owner, bruv.
You're
the
owner, mate.
Oh, mate, listen, right? Because I'm with my kids, yeah? I've got four kids over there, yeah? Right? I've just come down and have some dinner, right? So, that's right, here for no trouble.
No.
Yeah? I'm out with my children, yeah?
Yeah.
So I've come here, I've made you give me a table, and all I've asked the little lad to do is ring the owner, yeah? Because if I am being discriminated against, I'm out with my children, right? I said, can you tell me why? Yeah? Don't tell me why. We're not going to serve you today. Get your face out of the camera, son. Yeah?
What are you recording?
I'm recording, I always put everything, bruv. Yeah? I'm recording.
No,
there is, bruv. Right? There is, because at the minute, I've gone out to dinner with my children, I've come over, I've been discriminated against, told to leave a restaurant, yeah? I haven't even had my dinner, right? And I've asked why. No one can tell me why, and I know, yeah? When this goes online, I'm just telling, and I'm not being a prick, yeah? When this goes online, your reviews, your phones, everything's going to go mad, yeah? And if you're, that's why I said, get me to speak to the owner before you tell me, yeah? Are you happy with discriminating against me, not having a meal?
This is my friend, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
You what? Oh, no, I know you weren't here.
You told him the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just by the staff.
Yep.
But many people in the restaurant.
Yep.
Tommy Robinson's going mad in the restaurant.
No, I wasn't going mad, bruv. No, I wasn't. I was standing there with my children waiting to have a table.
Yeah, okay, look, I'm not going to say anything about your kids. Brilliant, boys. No, what you're doing.
Yeah,
you deserve it. Yeah. But I don't need that.
No, right.
Yeah.
Mate,
and I've had it not just from the staff, but from multiple people.
Yep. Not even that. Yeah. We've just walked in and we've seen like a massive everyone looking.
No,
so
no.
Obviously happy they can offer.
No, mate. What I said is, tell me why. If someone come up to you, you're out in kids, and someone said you need to leave the restaurant, you're going to ask why.
You're not dumb.
Okay.
You know what you've done.
So, no, that's right. So, because what do you mean what I've done? Can you explain?
Yeah, but you're acting like you're just a normal, like just a random person.
So if everyone does what you're doing.
But I'm not saying.
No,
that,
I get it.
You both know.
Okay.
Why?
So if everyone,
let's not play dumb.
So shall I not go out my front door again? Do you know what I mean?
But you're
Oblivious. All right. So we're gonna go. Go get your sister. Get your sisters. Your mate. So what I'm asking.
The person calling. Yeah, alright, cool. Alright, I need
he's
to say because I'm here now. And he's got his camera on.
Say what, man? Yeah, I know, get off, bruv. So all I'm asking
is... Alright, no worries. Steve, listen, Les is trying to give you a call.
Les Harriet.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll just see Les.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, well, I'm still asking, bruv.
No, I know that's fine, but I'm just letting you know.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Les ain't going to say nothing negative to me on the phone.
No, they're not.
I'm mates with Les.
Good
mates. I was with him last
week.
That's fine, bruv, but what I want to ask you, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you happy with discrimination?
Listen to me.
Yeah?
The staff have every right, to leave.
Give me a second.
The staff have every right to leave this restaurant and never work for me again, yeah? the staff have every right to come in here and work the hours they want to work.
Yep.
If every member of staff is refusing
get
to
off.
Work...
Get off. Go.
If every staff...
It wasn't every member of staff.
Okay.
It was two members of staff.
Whatever it, yeah. whatever it may be, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's their place of work.
Okay.
And if they don't feel comfortable yeah. with you in there, yeah, that is a conversation I'll have with them after the shift when there's less members of staff in there.
Okay.
Right now, on a busy Saturday night,
okay.
yeah, mm-hmm. how it is, I will deal with this and yeah. what's happening there at the end of shift.
Okay.
Unfortunately, right now,
yeah.
obviously, you can't be seated. You're not going to be eating in there.
Yeah.
yeah? But other than that, right now, they need to get back to work. We need to get back to work and enjoying what we were doing.
Okay,
yeah?
okay so can I ask one more thing? If you're the owner, for what reason can't I sit there and the children leave?
Their decision, their stop.
Not one of them can give a reason, but you're the owner.
Yeah, we're the owner. We're on premise.
Yeah, we're
my team. Yeah.
Okay, and will you come back to me?
Yeah, I'll come back to you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Right, we start heading outside.
Yeah.
Coming,
right? All right. We're done here.
We're done here?
We're done here, yeah.
Okay. Cause alright.
You can stop videoing me now.
No, I'm not videoing. You can deal with it. Yeah. So that's Wing Kings, Milton Keynes, and that's my review for the first opening of it, yeah? If you have a certain political opinion, don't go, basically. Don't go, you're not allowed in. Madness. So I've just read a statement put out, and I was holding fire on putting out my video showing that it was Wing Kings as the restaurant, yeah? I was holding fire to give the owner an opportunity to ring me today. That's why the video hadn't gone out yet. But I've just read a statement from them clarifying that I'm the leader of the EDL. Left the English Tennis League 7 years ago, lads. Yeah? Keep up. Right? Don't just read the headlines either. Do your own research. You might find something out. Yeah? Then saying that I'm literally the most racist guy on the planet. But none of you could justify or explain why, yeah? Which is what I was trying to do in your restaurant. Also says many other businesses have kicked me out. And no, banks have, under pressure from police and authorities. And you're only the second restaurant to try and do it. Yeah? Selfridges staff tried to do it, but then they give me VIP treatment in their restaurant because they knew it was wrong. But you're the first restaurant to do this. And what I explained is, I've ate in Muslim businesses across this country, yeah? I ate in one last night, where I know the owners, where they're all fine, yeah? And so, you volunteered your own name out, so this little video is going to go out now. I was waiting to get I've got the 18-minute video, and I was just trying to hide my children's faces, if I'm honest, because my kids are with me, as you know, yeah? But, yeah, you volunteered your own name, so well done. Now it will go out. I haven't started a race hate campaign against you. I didn't start one against you. I didn't name your restaurant, yeah? I was waiting. At the end of the 18-minute video, your boss says he's going to contact me today, your owner, Aaron. That's what you said, yeah? So I was waiting. You volunteered yourself, so never mind.
And welcome back to the English Fence League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mazel. Jeff, I'm sure you've got some comments on this, brother. Go ahead.
Well, it's pure discrimination that was used against Tommy and his kids. For a start, the guy that was talking to Tommy at the end was sad because I thought that people work for customers. It seems because they felt they didn't like working around Tommy that he would take exception to the fact and you, a paying customer, he would rather take notice of what his staff, that he pays his staff to look after customers. So it's totally discrimination, and it does seem like there used to be a saying, you know, customers come first. In this scenario, this doesn't actually work, does it? It is discrimination against Tommy and his family. Disgraceful. You know what? I hope people, I'm going to say, don't go to that place. They don't like, if you've got a different view and you got people work there, I mean, people like, you know, it's saying because, you know, the racist thing, English Defence thing, how dare they? How dare they? They tried that before about the English Defence. We're not racist. Never have been racist. I wouldn't stay in the English Defence League if I thought it was a racist organisation. You know, please read the facts. Read our mission statement. Then you will see the facts. Instead of making our minds up that we're all racist. Say it to my face. I've never been a racist in my life. Annoys everybody that I work with, especially people like Dave and others. And what you did to Tommy, You disgrace. I hope that goes bust. I hope you go bust. There you go. Back to you, Dave.
Well, Jeff, most new restaurants actually do go bust. You know, it's a fact, and they do. And this one particularly does deserve to go bust. What they're accusing Tommy Robinson of, and guys, Tommy Robinson's Rumble page is at the bottom of our show page here at blogtalkradio.com. You can go and look at the video yourself, and you'll be directed to other things, I'm sure. All right. What they are saying that he did was that Tommy Robinson launched a quote-unquote racist attack on this restaurant's owner and people like that by getting his quote-unquote racist followers. So if you agree with Tommy Robinson on anything, you're a racist, to put up bad reviews on Google for this particular restaurant. And as Tommy Robinson points out himself, there were already bad reviews there before this even happened. And so they're accusing him of starting the bad reviews. And the fact of the matter is, he did not. Just more people got to eat there and didn't like the place. Now, and Jeff, I'm going to give you a chance here in between. Okay, and I hope you don't mind that. So, you know, I know you're going to want to interrupt, but, you know, give me a chance here because I'm on a roll. All right. This is for Aaron Morrell, who this Mark Yearwood sent that statement out for that's in Tommy Robinson's video there. Yeah. Okay. And I want to talk to a few of the people that were in that video. Firstly, though, the individual that Tommy Robinson talked to last. A black fella brother, you, I'm not going to say that you haven't gone through discrimination in your life. I've had some friends of mine who have been pulled over in certain neighborhoods when, as they put it, driving while black. And I've had some other friends over here in the States that have had some other discrimination against them. Maybe, dude, some white guy looked at you wrong, or, you know, looked at you hard or something like that. But you're acting as if this was still 1953. You are the owner of a restaurant. Okay, you have more privilege as a black man in the UK now than black people have ever had. And there's more privilege and equality for black people all over the West, including the United States, than they have ever had. No, it's not 1953 anymore. Okay, you're not, okay. Like I said, you may have had some white people look at you hard and stuff like that, but you've never had to pee your pants because you couldn't find a bathroom that was for, quote-unquote, as they used to say in the UK, colors. All right? You're treated as an equal in your own country. And when things get bad, here's the problem with you. When things get bad, what do? You whip out the race card. Yes, I said the race card. Because you don't agree with Tommy Robinson, you go right to this. And I've seen this crap since the 1970s. This isn't all black people, thank God. But it is some who want to try and make a point and get something for themselves by hollering racism. All right? My friend, you don't go through nearly the racism that your parents and your grandparents did. They don't act like you have. And, Jeff, before I release it to you, I want to talk to the woman supervisor and, you know, the little punk kid that looked like he was about in his 20s that was beside her talking on that video. Sweetikins, you don't know what racism is. You don't know what bigotry is. You ever have somebody smash you in the face with their fist and called you a blind mother? You can guess the rest, because I have. I've seen friends of mine and people I know here in the United States back in the day called nigger. And the people who said that didn't bat an eye. Nothing. And I stood forward in the 1970s long before you were even a gleam in your daddy's eye. And I spoke out for equality, for whites and blacks. And no, I didn't have a terrorist group like BLM behind me ready to burn down a city. All I had behind me was the fact that any kind of supremacy, white supremacy, black supremacy, anything else, is a sin from the pit of hell. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to put up with someone who has no idea what racism is accusing me of racism. Jeff, I'm going to turn it over to you. I got one more thing to say after this.
I'd like to make one statement, about what you said there, Dave, and the guy that was talking to Tommy. It was quite obvious. I call it chip on the shoulder syndrome. Got a chip on the shoulder. And I'm going to leave it at that because, some people will find that rather controversial, what I said. But that is what gleamed through the way I've seen it over the years and, the chip on the shoulder. And I'll just leave it at that, Dave, if you want to respond to that. And I know there might be people out there saying, well, it's a bit... But no, it's seeing what I saw and talking to Tommy Light was that was the chip on the shoulder syndrome and throwing it back in Tommy's face. So there you go. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. And I just want to make one more statement, and then I'm going to play an audio that I think says a lot of this stuff better than I ever could. All right. Over here in the United States, we just had an off-year election. And part of the issues that people were talking about in this off-year election was the teaching of, quote-unquote, critical race theory in our schools. And I heard a woman commentating about this, and she was saying, well, the people who don't like it just don't like how whiteness is portrayed. Let me just state something here, because that is as racist a statement as anything that comes from the Klan. Just as that fella who refused Tommy's service might as well just put on a hood and a bedsheet. There's no whiteness. There's no blackness. There's just people. We are all children of God, and we should respect each other. It's as simple as that. It's not as complex as the race pimps want to make it. And Jeff, going to turn over for a second. If you have anything else, I'm ready to play something that I think points these things out better than either of us ever could.
Dave, I'm going to pass it back to you to play the audio, and then I want to play something that I said a little while ago at the beginning of the show what I was looking for, and I'd like to play it. In fact, there's two, so I might play that and play the another one that I found by Citizen Steve at the very end of the show to, like we normally do, we find something. I've got two ready to go, and I'd love, because it just depicts the show, what the show's all about this evening. So, Dave, yes, please, go ahead and do the audio that you said, and then I'll come back to that, brother. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Okay. All right, guys, you've heard Jeff make his statement about all this mess, and you've heard me make my statements, some of which you may not like, and if you don't like them, then I invite you to bite me. But this statement comes from the 3rd of this month. All right, and this is about 9 minutes long, and it's by a wonderful lady who is now Lieutenant Governor-elect of the state of Virginia. This is Winsome Sears. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show.
All right. All right, settle down, settle down. I am at a loss for words for the first time in my life. You know, I love you too. I am here. Yes.
Hurrah.
Hurrah. Marine Corps. Motivated, dedicated. So, I'm here because of you. I'm here because you voted for me. I'm here because you put your trust in me. That's the only reason I'm here. Thank you. Thank you. Got my speech. Want to introduce to you my husband, Terrence. He's another Marine. My daughter, Katya. And my other daughter, Janelle. I'm telling you that what you are looking at is the American dream. The American dream. When my father came to this country, August 11th of 1963, he came at the height of a civil rights movement from Jamaica. He came, and I said to him, but it was such a bad time for us. Why did you come? And he said, because America was where the jobs and the opportunities were. And he only came with $1.75. Took any job he could find, and he put himself through school and started his American dream. And then, yes, and now he's comfortably retired. And then he came and got me when I was 6 years old. And when I stepped on that Pan Am Boeing 737 and landed at JFK, I landed in a new world. And so let me tell you this. I am not even first generation American. When I joined the Marine Corps, I was still a Jamaican. But this country had done so much for me, I was willing to die for this country. And so I say to you, victory indeed. But I say to you, there are some who want to divide us, and we must not let that happen. They would like us to believe we are back in 1963 when my father came. We can live where we want. We can eat where we want. We own the water fountains. We have had a black president elected not once but twice, and here I am, living proof. In case you haven't noticed, I am black, and I have been black all my life. But that's not what this is about. What we are going to do is we are going to now be about the business of the Commonwealth. We have things to tend to. We are going to fully fund our historically black colleges and universities. You're going to hear from your governor-elect, Glenn Youngkin, and he's got a day one plan that I'm already tired about. Don't know how we're going to make it to day two, but he's going to make sure we keep more of our money in our pockets because he's going to get rid of all kinds of taxes. We're going to have safer neighborhoods, safer communities, and our children are going to get a good education. Because education lifted my father out of poverty, education lifted me out of poverty, education will lift us all out of poverty because we must have marketable skills so that our children can not just survive, but they will thrive. And they will create generational wealth. That's what this is about. I'm going to finish up. We love you too. It's a historic night, yes it is, but I didn't run to make history. I just wanted to leave it better than I found it. And with your help, we're going to do that. We're going to have transparent government. And as I used to say as we were on the trail, hold on, Virginia. Help is on the way. The cavalry has arrived. Thank you. I want to thank my staff because I couldn't have done it without them. We were a ragtag bunch of people. We ran an impossible, improbable campaign against God was exactly with us. Otherwise, we would never have made it. And so I want to finish up by thanking you, Jesus. How sweet it is!
Indeed. Hello. And welcome back to the English Fancy Radio Show. Host Jeff Spider Mitchell. The people, the fellas with the receipts that certain individuals who work in certain restaurants ain't a got. Jeff, back to you.
Ah, Winsome. Wow. She's awesome, Dave. She's awesome. I mean, look at Virginia. Basically, it was a red wave. And there was one that they did try to cheat, but the count was overwhelming that they couldn't do nothing about it. So keep firm, keep straight on the road where you are, because, yes, this time next year, just keep pushing forward. You will be victorious. It doesn't matter what they try to do. The numbers can make the difference. Just keep looking forward, I'm sure, that things will turn out the way they should. Because there's a yin and there's a yang. And what happened last time was a yang happening around the United States. But yin will come back and come back with mighty force. That's all I want to say. I was overwhelmed to see the state was red. Red, Dave! Again! Yay!
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, well, yeah, you know, the winds were good. They were. But, of course, now the work begins, and the people can't let up, as you say. Not only do they have to vote, they have to stay after these people to make sure that they not only meet the promises they've made, but that they exceed them. And they have to let them know that the people are behind them. And that means that some people in the Virginia legislature have to get some visits from some citizens to you know, to have polite, peaceful talks with them about backing the agendas to protect the kids there, then that needs to happen. And the victory was good. The victory was sweet. But now it's time to move into, you know, into the work phase of it. And that's going to require not only that these people live up to their promises, but it's going to require that the people have their back. And now, Jeff, you had a song you wanted to play, brother?
I certainly do, Dave, and I do. This represents the whole of the show tonight, of what we started off, and I'm going to play us out at the end of the show with another one, but I want to play this because it's so right to do it. It's so right, Dave. And of course, this is Soldier's Cry by Roland Magnew. Sorry, my eyes are right, Dave. Here we go.
Talk of trouble is sent through the country, and we need an army to fight for the rights. Young men enlist and are sent to the battle to fight the offender and help our allies. And the young men cry for the kingdom. We'll gladly go and fight for thee. And the young men cry for the kingdom. We'll fight to keep you free. The battle's raging, gunfire is blazing. A tired young soldier is clinging to life. He's ordered on and obeys by advancing. No hope of returning from the enemy fire. And the soldier cries for the kingdom. If it must be so, I'll die for thee. And the soldier cries for the kingdom. I'll die. The kingdom, the land where we all used to be, and we all long for the kingdom, united, strong, and free.
The soldier cries for the kingdom.
Great danger, and yet there's a danger much greater within. The noise we make as we constantly bicker would hush not a whisper if we listen to hear.
All the thousands cry for the kingdom. Is that why we have died for?
Cries for the kingdom, be true and strong for me.
There you go, Dave. I've been itching to play it all night. I found it, and I think it's dedicated to the whole show for this evening. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, it is something that that points up what we're talking about tonight. It's not easy to stand up to the slings and arrows, basically. It's not easy to do that on the battlefield, and it certainly isn't easy to do that when you're on the home front and people want to basically take your humanity away. All right, it takes a certain resolve, because you want to be friends with and have good relations with your neighbors, your family, and people that are close to you. You want that closeness. There's nobody that doesn't want that closeness, and it's really hard when you're basically told, well, you know, you're not only wrong, you're wrong-headed, and we don't want you to be a part of our group, whatever group that is. All right, that makes it doubly hard on a person. And it is people who are truly brave that are willing to stand up to people that call them all kinds of names, racist, this is, and that is, and misophobic, and that-a-phobic, and all this other stuff like that there, so that they can point up the things that are right. And so they can talk about the things going on in their lifetimes, in their places, that are wrong. Because this is not an easy thing to do. It's almost easier, almost, to go out on the battlefield and, give up your life than it is to be on the home front and share an opinion in this atmosphere, this politically correct atmosphere that is not regime compatible. Right? So, yeah, Jeff. Go on, man. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just followed through. Sorry, Dave. It come out, as you're saying, I just thought what you're saying, the atmosphere, toxic. I think that sums it up, doesn't it, Dave? Trying to get things over to these toxic groups out there who just want to slander you, slag you off. And you're spot on, Dave. I loved every word that you said there, mate. Back to you, brother.
Okay, well, Jeff, amazingly enough, this show has just flown by, and what can I say?
Yeah.
We've done various of these Remembrance Day / Veterans Day shows, and we've spoken about various issues over the years, and we've handled it in a different way in different years, and I just, it is all about, having had as many family members in the armed forces over here as I have, I just know that they wanted to, just as Winston Sears wanted to do, to leave the place better than they found it. And that sacrifice, their sacrifices, require that we do our part to our talents and things of that nature. And I hope some of that got through to people with this show tonight. And I want to give all of my respect and love to our veterans, who are those who have fought and are still living, and those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, those who are serving now, because you stand in the places we cannot stand, or you have stood in those places. And I just want to give you my own respect and love and wishes and prayers for success and comfort in your time to come. Jeff, you want to give a statement or so before I give my finals, man?
Yeah, just what you said, I like to just put my hand to my head to salute everybody serving, who has served, has paid the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you. Thank you for doing what you did. We will never, ever forget the sacrifice that was paid on so many different wars that the brave men of and women these days have gone into battle, as I say, paid the ultimate sacrifice. And so, yeah, I salute you all. Thank you so much for your service. Dave, back to you for your finals, brother, and then I'll play us out tonight with the Unknown Soldier.
Well, all right, Jeff, yeah. Okay, everybody, please check out the Unpleasant Flying Guy page at Spreaker.com. That show times for my regular shows are 1 p.m. Eastern time here in the United States, Monday through Friday, and I put out new shows on Saturday at midnight Eastern here in the United States. Now, over in the U.K., that's Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 5 a.m. I'm also available on the Western Free Radio Network and SHR Media. Just to let you guys know that SHR Media will be back at full strength probably around Christmas or the first of the year. So we're looking forward to that. And please join me with Ken McClinton at the Exceptional Conservative Show at TECNTV.com on Thursday nights at, starts at 9 p.m. Eastern here in the United States. And that's 2 a.m. Friday morning in the U.K. Ken and I talk about a lot of different issues, and we hope that you guys will join us. It's really good stuff. And Ken's Rumble page is also at the bottom of our show page here at blogtalkradio.com. And you can also get hold of me at social media. I'm Dave Milner, M-I-L-N-E-R, or Agador with an underscore after it on the Twitter, and just regular old Agador other places, or UBG Contact. Now, you can get hold of me at CloudHub, Getter, MeWe, Minds, Mumblet, Parler. Tommy Robinson's also on Parler, guys, if you want some updates on the situation that we talked about or other things. I'm also available on Spreely and USA Life, and I'm always Agador on Gap. And I want to say to the foot soldiers, the angels, all the truth tellers out there, all the people who refuse to bend to the wave of evil that is trying to enslave us all, and particularly to the veterans who have given their all, and to those who are still living and those who are serving right now, be prosperous, be blessed, and no surrender ever. Jeff, I'm done talking. Lay us out, brother.
Thank you, Dave, very much. Just one thing I'd like to say about what I said about the poppies earlier. The story behind the poppy. The thing that got me, that made my heart beat double fast, was when they said a crusader's sword was put on a coffin with the shield. And that made my heart, because I've always been a crusader. You know that, Dave. And to know that, and class as a warrior, that gives me faith of what we do, what we've always done. All the crusaders out there, and I know there's millions of you. That's what stood out in my heart tonight when I read that. I'm very proud of the crusaders. And then, all the hatred turned towards us because we are who we are. We've always fought the good fight, and we've got on our side. God is on our side as we've gone into battle. With that, I'd like to say thank you, everybody, especially Bigfoot, for joining us this evening. I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight, brother, and it's always a blessing to see you here, as usual. To all of the listeners out there that listen on the podcast, oh, by the way, we're talking, me and Dave, and see, so we done work quite well last week, actually, the last show we done. Quite up to about third from the top. Now, I'd say 900 shows or something or other. We was number three with that so far. We reached the last thing that Dave sent to me. It was in third position. We was in fourth earlier on in the week, and then we went up to third. So we've done very well. So thank you, everybody, on the podcast that's listened to us. We appreciate you. If there wasn't you, there wouldn't be us. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. With that, Dave, once again, I've got to thank you for the great slides and the script this evening, and all the work you do in the background, Dave, as well, that you always do. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we shall be back next week with another show. You never know what we're going to be talking about next week. It should be some really good stuff like we normally bring to these shows. So with that, I'm just going to play us out with Citizen Steve, and I haven't heard this for a while. And it just rounds off the night of this the radio show, The Great War. So with that, Citizen Steve, take it away, brother. Sums it up, actually, that tune, the lyrics, you know, it was spot on. So once again, thank you, Citizen Steve, for the great lyrics involved in that tune, The Unknown Soldier. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to sign off for tonight. As I said before, thank you, Bigfoot, for joining us in the chat, and of course, Dave, my right-hand man, my wingman, for the great work that he's did this evening as well.
And we'll be back again this time next week. Okay, well, not this time, earlier. But same time, same channel. So we'll be back next week. So with that, I've just got to do this. Let's just check this up here. This is the English Defence League radio show. Signing off for tonight, and we'll see you all again next Sunday. Take care, stay safe, God bless you all. And not forgetting, no surrender ever. Good night all. See you soon. Bye-bye.